Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We're back live at Twin Peaks in Davie. Where should I really even start? Very interesting Man Cave Monday. Twin Peaks and Davie, we do this every Monday, me and Crowder. We always enjoy it. We have not been able to have a victory Monday yet because the Dolphins haven't put up a victory, but is a loss a victory? I don't know. It's like watching the movie Interstellar. I don't know.
Is a loss a victory?
Is a loss a victory?
Make a t-shirt that says that.
Hurricanes won on Friday. That's good. Panthers won this afternoon, so that's good. And as we've talked about, Dolphins, you know, I was there. I was conflicted. I think the right thing happened.
It did.
Jerry Brewer is a sports columnist for the Washington Post. Before I bring him on, I know he's on hold. Solana, can you give us the quickest of quick headlines?
Headlines are brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Pretty much the most important thing Brian Flores said in his press conference earlier at 2:30. He on Sunday said he was going to stick with Rosen as a starter, and today not so certain that that's the case. He basically said that he thought Fitzpatrick played well and didn't say it will be Rosen moving forward.
Are you sure you heard the same press conference that we did?
Yeah, I have the quotes right here. I thought Fitz played really well when he went in there. I anticipate Josh will be the guy, but we're going to do what's best for the team. We'll see how that goes in practice.
I thought he said later on that Josh Rosen was the guy. Maybe I misheard.
He always leaves something up for grabs.
I thought that he confirmed that that Josh Rosen will be the starter.
Even more so, somebody asks, you know, how important it is to get a long look at Rosen again this year. He said he wouldn't say that's part of the process. So,
all right.
Yeah. Also, the Heat play tonight at 7:30, and Monday Night Football is at 8:20 p.m. tonight. The Packers are 3.5-point favorites at home over the Detroit Lions.
I don't mean to question you while Jerry Brewer's on hold. I'm not trying to embarrass you, but he doesn't know the history of you being wrong on just about everything.
That's fair. That's very fair. but I'm on Adam Beasley's timeline, and okay. I feel fairly confident that our guy Bees has got it right.
All right. I see Adam Beasley in the Miami Herald. The headline is "Nothing Settled About Dolphins Quarterback Situation as Flores Seems Open to Another Switch." So it looks like Solana had it right and I had it wrong. There you go. Celebratory music for Alejandro Solana. All right, do you have weather or are we good?
Yeah, really quickly, weather's brought to you by Hialeah Park. It is partly cloudy in Miami. Tonight the low will drop to 75 degrees. You can visit hialeahpark.com for more information.
All right, there you go. Jerry Brewer is a – oh, I got to give the code word, don't I?
Yeah.
All right, let me just give the code word here real quick. Your chance to win $1,000. Time for your chance to win in Channing's Change. This hour, the code word is CAP. C-A-P. Adam Gase got that cap pulled higher this week because when there's a victory, he pulls the cap a little bit higher. When it's a loss, and there's been a lot of them for the Jets and then for the Dolphins, he pulled that cap low. Text the word CAP, C-A-P, right now to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. Text CAP right now to 72881. You could win $1,000 of Channing's Change. Your next chance to win tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. It's a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. All right, Jerry Brewer is the sports columnist for the Washington Post, and you could read his work at washingtonpost.com. He was in our fine city yesterday, watched the Dolphins and the Redskins, and his Washington team came away with the victory. Jerry, first of all, thank you for staying on hold through all that nonsense. I hope it wasn't too painful.
No problem. I mean, I'm still in Miami, so
all right.
Whatever you guys want to do.
So we're taking you away from the beach. I didn't mean to do that. what is the real story of yesterday? Is it anything like I just said here, which is a loss a victory? Specifically speaking for the Dolphins, because I think they're in a different spot than your team is.
Yeah, I mean, Washington is actually trying to win games, and they're terrible. Versus, you know, I mean, we understand, at least from a front office point of view, what the Dolphins are trying to do. It was a mess of a game. I had a feeling, like, my sense in that game, the entire fourth quarter, I was like, it's going to come down to a missed extra point. Fortunately, it didn't come down to that, but it comes down to this decision. And I don't necessarily mind that Flores made that call, but it's the play. And when you go into the Redskins locker room, they were like, yeah, we had been working on that all week. We had been waiting to see that. As soon as we saw Drake go in motion, it was game over. I mean, even the offensive guys on the sideline were like, we've seen our defense practice this all week. It's game over. So to run that in that situation, and, you know, even if Drake catches the ball, he's got no chance of getting in there. That was unfortunate, or fortunate from a Dolphins perspective.
And, Jerry, with that play, how do you feel about Flores saying that he knew with 10 minutes left on the clock? Is that enough time? Because I was always under the assumption that you kind of see how the game is being played out before you make a decision like that.
Yeah, I'm under that assumption as well. And I just think about the flow of the game. You know, Fitzpatrick comes in. It just changes everything from the Washington defense. They never really solved him. I'm of the general belief that at home you extend the game in a situation like that because, you know, in theory, you've got the crowd going for you. I mean, the crowd was pretty bland yesterday, but you still have that going for you. And you have a defense that hadn't figured out this quarterback switch and what they were doing. And so I had the sense that you just let that play out. You let it go into overtime. And, I mean, your chances are greater than 50-50 of making that work. And I don't know what the odds are in terms of what the stats are, you know, over the last 3 to 5 years of teams going for two-point conversions. But I would assume that you would have a better opportunity at home in overtime, especially after scoring two unanswered touchdowns in the fourth quarter, of finding a way to pull that game out.
Jerry Brewer is a sports columnist for the Washington Post. And, again, you could read his work at WashingtonPost.com. He wrote about yesterday's game. He's still in Miami. Dolphins, obviously, we feel like we're playing for Tua Tagovailoa. What's the prevailing notion in Washington? Crowder and I were talking about this earlier. If the Redskins ended up with the number one or the number two pick, would they take another quarterback, or do they have to ride with Dwayne Haskins for a while?
Well, I think that's why they need to go ahead and admit to themselves that they're in a bind that they're not going to get out of, and turn to Haskins and really get a sample size of what he can do in actual games, because you might have to Josh Rosen Dwayne Haskins, a la what happened with Rosen in Arizona. I mean, I think that this draft class potentially, you know, not just Tua, but Justin Herbert from Oregon is, you know, big, everything of 6'6", 230 pounds, can move. Has a good arm. There's three or four, maybe even five more quarterbacks who might, by the end of the day, be first-round worthy in this draft. So you don't necessarily have to have a number one pick, but it almost certainly seems like Washington will have a top five pick, and you'll be in a position in which there could be a quarterback on that board that you would need to consider. So I think the push needs to be like, listen, I don't know what you're trying to salvage this year, but you started 0-5, and even though they won yesterday, I mean, nobody is like, I mean, they are 1 point and 2 yards better than a team that's not trying to win. So let's be realistic about what they are. And if they're feeling themselves today, well, guess what? They got San Francisco coming in this week, and that defensive line of the 49ers is going to pulverize them next week. And then they got, on short rest, the Minnesota Vikings, you know, another one of the great defenses in the NFL. And if that ain't enough, you know, they got a Buffalo Bills team that has playoff aspirations. So they're 1-7, possibly 1-8 real quick. So it is getting close to Dwayne Haskins' time. And I think everyone would like to see them. If you're not going to win, you might as well turn it into a developmental period for your quarterback. And there was this belief early on that you weren't trying to protect Dwayne Haskins from the rest of the NFL. You were trying to protect him from your own team because they were that bad. But I think they have at least risen to a level in which the quarterback would have some type of a chance to do something. So I wouldn't be afraid to play Haskins in this situation any longer.
And speaking of Haskins, Jerry, is it true, like there were reports out there that Jay Gruden and them didn't even like Haskins. It was a Daniel Snyder move. And we know that Daniel Snyder, as the owner, will take control of anything he wants to. Is there any truth to that story?
There is truth to it. Daniel Snyder definitely was a fan of Dwayne Haskins. I think he, more than it just being Dwayne Haskins and more than it being his son, went to the same high school as Haskins. It was, you know, Daniel Snyder wants a marketable star. So he's sitting there thinking, this is a guy that a lot of people thought was the number one quarterback on the board before Kyler Murray's New York rise. Let's go ahead and take him at 15, get our quarterback of the future, solve this situation in which we need a cheap quarterback after what happened to Alex Smith. You know, it's more likely than not that he'll never play a down again in the NFL. So you needed a quarterback. But I'm under the belief, and it's, I take it on strong authority, Jay Gruden, if he was going to draft a quarterback below Kyler Murray, he liked Daniel Jones a lot more. And so when Daniel Jones went ahead, there was like a million other things that he would have liked to have done than draft a quarterback, because he was trying to make the playoffs this year. He thought, you know, maybe if you get another front-end starter, maybe you've got a chance to, you know, go from 7-9, which they had been the previous 2 years, to maybe a solid 9 or 10-win team. Turns out they're a lot worse than that, but that was his opinion. And that was most of the guys, the coaches' opinion was, well, if we think we're close to the playoffs, why are we going for a developmental quarterback at this stage? And there was a lot of friction there. And I think still within the organization, even though Gruden is gone, there's a difference of opinion between the football staff, the front office, and ownership on what to do with Haskins, which means that the Redskins are going to do what the Redskins always do, which is mess this up.
Jerry Brewer, sports columnist for the Washington Post. Read his work at WashingtonPost.com. Go ahead and go back and enjoy our city. Enough being on the phone with us clowns. Go back to South Beach.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
There you go. Jerry Brewer from the Washington Post. That's a funny way to wrap things up. It's because it sounds like us, right? Whatever needs to be done, well, they're going to end up screwing it up anyway.
It's not just Miami, guys.
I know. There's
that can make you, some comparisons out there.
I like how he said also when it comes to the Redskins, like they were 1 point better than what is obviously the worst team in the league. So they can't take too much from it, but they did get that that victory. And I honestly, you know, being there yesterday, for two teams that were a combined 0-9, there was a good energy in the stadium. I really felt that. I mean, you're talking about two teams combined for 0-9. I felt like there was a little something happening there.
Oh, alcohol.
That may have had something to do with it.
Everybody was drunk.
May have had a little something to do with it. We're live at Twin Peaks in Davie. We're here till 6 o'clock this evening.
I'll tell you what it really was. A lot of those people were at the Publix Ultimate Tailgate Party between the south and southeast corner.
I was there.
I know you came over.
I was there. That is a great tailgate party.
Every single home game. You have all the games. You have the selfie station. You have the delicious food over there. You have tire toss. You have foosball. You have Connect Four. You got Jenga. We have a great time. Learn how to tailgate at the Publix Ultimate Tailgate Party between the south and southeast corner of Hard Rock Stadium for every home Dolphin game. That started this football season, and something else that Publix pulled out for this football football season is special. The Miami Dolphin Pub Sub, it is delicious. Crispy chicken tenders, boar's head bacon, lettuce, tomatoes, cheddar cheese, and garlic parmesan sauce. It is a staple in the Crowder family diet, and if you go get one, I guarantee you will be back. Be the king or queen of tailgate with Publix, the official supermarket of the Miami Dolphins. They got that Pub Sub, but to be honest, you've been going to Publix your whole life. You know about all the cold cut. All the sandwiches are delicious. Those wings, the fried chicken, the rotisserie chicken, the platters that can feed dozens, the drinks, ice, beer, chips, side snacks. Publix got it all, and I love this. Busy moms, busy dads. I always got caught up working 5 days, and then doing the Dolphin game on Sunday. Saturday, I want to go watch the Gators. I want to enjoy football. I want to have a watch party. I want to have a tailgate, but I don't have time to get to Publix. Now I can go to Publix.com and order my food, get it delivered to the house so I can enjoy my kids and my family on Saturday. But if I want to have a watch party, I got the food delivered right there. Try Publix.com for delivery. It is amazing. Find all your tailgate needs at Publix, where shopping is a pleasure.
We have some prizes to give away this afternoon. I've got a pair of tickets for the Zac Brown Band coming to Coral Sky Amphitheater, so we'll do that in the next segment, all right? So hang with us. Are we back on the simulcast, Solana?
We are.
All right. Welcome back into the simulcast. We know the 560 listeners were listening to the Panthers' victory, come from behind victory this afternoon. And so we are back taking all the stations, Papa. We're doing it live, Twin Peaks in Davie. In the next segment, we will give away a pair of tickets to see the Zac Brown Band at Coral Sky Amphitheater in West Palm Beach. Do not go anywhere. We'll do it next on Hockman and Crowder. Back at Twin Peaks in Davie, Hockman and Crowder, simulcast extravaganza. A lot of stuff to get to. This hour is brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. I am going to give away those tickets to the Zac Brown Band, so do not go anywhere for that. I should let people know that this Thursday, Crowder and I are going to take the show on the road again. We're going to be at Offerdahl's Off the Grill. They got the John Offerdahl does that gridiron grill off year. It is such an amazing event. So this Thursday, we're going to be at the Offerdahl's at 401 East Las Olas Boulevard in Fort Lauderdale. And you can come out. You can play cornhole while we're there. You're going to have a chance to win gift certificates for Offerdahl's. If you beat John Offerdahl's score, you'll get a $10 gift certificate.
He's decent. He ain't great.
He takes it very seriously, cornhole.
He takes everything seriously.
Well, that's true.
John, he's locked in life.
He's one of those guys, if he's playing Connect Four, right?
Yes.
He wants to win.
Yeah. I went fishing with him. We had a ride to the Bahamas. He was reading up on marketing techniques while we were driving in the boat across.
He doesn't let his brain rest.
He never lets his brain rest, and everything he does, he wants to be great at. But I done wore his ass out of cornhole before, though.
Have you?
Oh, no. Yeah.
Because I remember you did that that cornhole event, I think it was at the convention center.
Yeah, I think that was with Twan, but
just that was Twan.
Yeah,
you're right.
But I do a lot of events for the Gridiron Grill Off. I go and cook it. You know, I'll cook at Publix sometimes, one of his sponsors from, you know, in the past and things. I do a lot for him, and one time we locked up on the – I don't know if it's called locking up on the cornhole field.
But yeah, I don't know if it's a field either.
I had to weigh his ass out one time.
I think he's going to join us Thursday, so he's always fun to talk to. So, again, Thursday, Offerdahl's. We will be there, and every hour we'll have a pair of VIP tickets to give away for the Gridiron Grill Off. The Gridiron Grill Off, again, it's one of the best events all year long, and it's at the Pompano Beach Amphitheater, and we will get you in the mode for it this Thursday, Offerdahl's, 401 East Las Olas Boulevard, and very excited to do the show from there. Do you have, Solana, the what's the name of the UM kicker again?
Turner Davidson.
Turner Davidson. That's my dude.
Turner Davidson. He became everyone's dude in South Florida. Any Hurricanes fan, Turner Davidson, because – Bubba Bax, I mean, that was very trying. I mean, we talked about it ad nauseum, right? Yeah. Since game one, there were so many opportunities. And no Hurricanes fan knew that Turner Davidson was going to be kicking extra points and field goals because he didn't know
till
the game started. This is great. So he's the new – now, Bubba Bax is still doing kickoffs, but Turner Davidson runs out to kick the first field goal, and no one knew that that was going to be their kicker and whatnot. So anyway, after the game, Don Bailey Jr. interviewed Turner Davidson, and it's pretty revelatory, right, because he sounds – like a kid. He looks like a kid. I mean, if you've seen the pictures, he looks like a kid.
He looks 14. He sounds 11.
But I want you to listen to this sound because it sounds like speed dating to me. It sounds like Don. This is – what's his name? Turner?
Turner Davidson.
Can't recall his name. Don, this is Turner. Turner, this is Don. And Don gets to ask the questions for the first minute of speed dating because you hear music in the background. This is right after the game. This is in the locker room. Listen to this little snippet from DBJ's interview with Turner and Hooch.
Turner Davidson and Turner, first of all, how old are you?
21.
Okay.
Yeah.
Congratulations. What was going through your mind when you trotted out through Hard Rock?
Don't miss. Yeah.
Perfect answer.
Yeah. Simple.
Where are you from?
San Antonio, Texas.
How'd you end up at the University of Miami?
Harley just recruited me out of there. It's the best school they recruited me.
There you go. And how long you been thinking about a night like tonight?
Well, I didn't know I was a starting kicker until after we stretched. After the stretching, I was, ooh, all right, it's cool.
So now we're going to get into it. What's your longest?
My longest?
In a game.
In a game?
Yeah.
I want to say it was 43.
43?
Okay. That.
All right. And how consistent were you in high school? Were you automatic?
I like to think I was.
Paul Lind, center square. I'll take the X for the block.
Say I was.
Like Rip Taylor. I'm doing all old musty references for Rick and Davey. It sounds like Rip Taylor and Paul Lind. DBJ is funny, man. That whole thing is funny to me. I love that.
He's a preferred walk-on? He's a
recruited walk-on?
Yeah, because they do have that. There's a bunch of people say that where, hey, UF tells me to come up here. You know, you can academically get some money, and if you might make the team. And then we see every summer those videos of the walk-ons getting
– get the full scholarship.
Full scholarship. So he probably was going about it that way, but, man – they should have started him earlier because this is a chance y'all could be 4-1 right now.
Could be a different season. Although, you know, let's not get the Turner Davidson hype machine working just yet. I mean, it was one game, albeit.
Who would you? Okay.
Next. Turner Davidson.
Next week, Bubba Baxter and Turner are both up. Who you want to kick?
Turner Davidson.
I'm telling you.
Without question. There's another piece of sound I wanted to play for everybody, including you. Mike Cugno is the sports anchor at CBS4. And on Friday, you – and I see you're wearing one of your U-School shirts right now. You're a coach on the U-School football team.
Yeah.
And you guys were playing his alma mater.
Old Columbus was coming over to Auto Nation Field right down the road here in Davie, and old Mike was talking a little trash.
Mike Cugno was talking trash on Twitter, saying that they were going to just sweep the floor with U-School.
No chance, I think he used the word, no chance, Crowder.
He was all about Columbus's chances, and what was the final score?
35-0.
So your defense –
yeah, they had about 50 yards of total offense.
Your defense shut out Mike Cugno's Columbus, what? You know the
Explorers.
Team name? The Explorers.
Explorers. Yeah, Explorers. They should have went north or south. They went the wrong way coming to U
School. Don't start exploring around U School. Ain't going to turn out well, Cugno. So Cugno was talking smack on Twitter to Crowder. Now, if you remember, Cugno is the guy that dubbed Crowder the old tugboat.
Yeah.
He's always had a couple jabs for you.
I think he was smaller when he was little. He has that little Napoleonic complex.
But he's not a small dude, though. Like, he's physically fit. He works out. He's –
I think he took some shots or something when he got older.
He doesn't mind jabbing at you, and he was on Friday. But then you guys went out and and did what you had to do against his Columbus team.
And then it was ridiculous because his first response was, oh, our running back was out. No, he played.
Oh, he did play?
And then everybody just kept telling, like, all his excuses. Twitter's an amazing place. So, well, he didn't play. And everybody's like, no, Mike, he played. And then Mike had to come to the conclusion that we just wore y'all ass.
Well, Mike Cugno made a public apology to Crowder on the CBS 4 News. Listen to this.
And we want to leave a little time because yes. Mike feels a little embarrassed about something.
Not embarrassed. Not ashamed. I have to apologize to you, school. I was talking a lot of trash on Twitter, especially to Channing Crowder.
Yeah, what happened?
My Columbus Explorers went over there to play. I said Columbus was going to wipe the floor with them.
And what was the score?
U school won 35-0.
Oh!
So apologize
Columbus
to
Columbus came?
It hurt a lot.
You put too much pressure on him.
Channing got me. Channing got me this week. So congrats to U school and many apologies for all the trash talk.
There you go.
My man, I accept your apology, Cugno.
All right. That is
nice.
Didn't
whoop your ass for that tugboat thing.
Look at that. Yeah. Old tugboat. Accepting. Bunch of people texting in to Charles Nelson Reilly is another person that would go, I'd give you a Paul Lynde, a Rip Taylor, and a Charles Nelson Reilly reference all in this segment.
Would any of those three allow me in their house?
Charles Nelson Reilly, Paul Lynde, and Rip Taylor.
I'm not invited to Christmas.
Such a funny laugh.
That's his real laugh.
Sounds like it. Somebody texts in, Hockman, I've been doing great listening to Lee Sterling. I'm up a G after last weekend. I listened to your guys' predictions the last couple of Mondays. They were not correct. We give our own predictions on Mondays. He says, I'm thinking about putting it all on the Packers tonight. What do you think? What is the line again, Solana?
-3.5 the last time I checked.
No comment.
Well, you don't like Paul Pascalone.
I can't bet on that man. He didn't know the defense. He was the defensive coordinator. You ask him a question about the defense, and he says, "I'll get back with you." I might have too much bias.
We need to have some action tonight, though.
It's up to 4 now in favor of Green Bay.
Well, now 3.5 on my site. But there's a whole bunch of prop bets too that we could do. We could do Aaron Rodgers passing, Matt Stafford passing. I mean, we could do.
What's Rodgers?
Let's see here. Aaron Rodgers tonight, passing yards, 261.5. Completions, 21.5.
That's tough. What about
How about this? Aaron Rodgers throws an interception is +125. I like that. I think he's going to throw an interception. Ask me why.
Why?
I don't know. I've been wrong on everything. So why would you ask me?
I was going to say about the running back. What's his name? Aaron Jones?
Aaron Jones.
His yards is 80.
70.5. 70.5 rushing yards, 31.5 receiving yards, 3.5 receptions.
Over on both, for sure.
Over?
You
for
think?
Sure, yeah.
He's been balling, man, but don't you think they sell out to stop the run? He's been winning games. I know Aaron Rodgers is back there, but Jones has been winning games.
Yeah, but it's the Lions, and he's become their best threat. Like, that guy had 4 touchdowns.
I might go overs on him.
Yeah.
That might be a way that we can bet this game.
But if he balls, we can't bet on Aaron Rodgers now.
Right.
We got to pick either side of
unless you think they're going to put up 600 yards of total offense and
on Paul Pascalone, I think they will.
Yeah, there you go.
I would bet over on all of it.
Keep your emotions out of it. I got to give away these Zach Brown Band tickets. Zach Brown Band coming to Coral Sky Amphitheater. And we've got 2 tickets right now. You can get tickets at livenation.com. And what do we say? What caller number, Solana?
Let's do line 6 for the Panthers' 6 goals today.
Crowder doesn't like line 6.
I like number 6.
I'm down with it. Line 6, 786-360-0790. 786-360-0790. There's 10 lines. So you don't know when you're going to end up on line 6. If you end up on line 6, you're going to get 2 tickets. See the Zach Brown Band at Coral Sky Amphitheater. Again, you can get tickets at livenation.com. 786-360-0790.
Let me ask y'all a question. What were y'all doing 41 years ago? What were y'all doing yesterday? What were y'all doing this morning? J&K Roofing has been fixing, replacing, and restoring roofs since 41 years. For 41 cents now, J&K Roofing has been South Florida's premier roofing company, specializing in residential and commercial roofing. No job too big, no job too small. And J&K Roofing understands that quality and service are the most important things the customers want. And that's why the skilled workers have ample expertise installing new roofs and repairing those old ones. They're reliable, hardworking, safe, experience, respectful, and professional, and many high-quality roofing materials. All you want, the shingles, the gravel, the tile, high-quality stuff, and that's at J&K, and they never, J&K's never going to spring all those hidden charges on you. Say one price, get the roof halfway done, and then tell you, oh, this much more. They guarantee roofs are built to last, and they're not going to spring up extra prices on you at any time. And roof restoration. Now, J&K Roofing will restore any roof to perfect working order. They repair damage as well as get rid of the roof mold and moss that's going to mess up the house. The roof is over your house now. Let's think about that. So you got to start there when you talk about the sun, when you talk about all the rain, when you talk about all the hurricanes. It starts with your roof, and you want somebody great doing it. And speaking about the rain, the waterproofing. The professionals at J&K Roofing are experienced in waterproofing roofs, which are a few years old, but not old enough to replace. So keep that water out of your kingdom. Keep that water out of your house. The shingle roofs, the gravel roof, the tile roofs, they have it all for residential and commercial. And for commercial, J&K understands that you need to keep your business running. They'll come out, they'll assess your needs, they'll talk to the owner and figure out a way to fix your roof without interrupting your business. For the best roofing company in the world, call Donnie or Julio at 954-961-ROOF. That's 954-961-7663 at J&K Roofing.
All right, we're doing it at Twin Peaks in Davie. Yeah. We're going to... We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back after this on Hockman and Crowder. Nah. Doing our Man Cave Monday thing at Twin Peaks in Davie this hour, brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. If I get in a really good mood today, I'll play Don Bailey Jr.'s calls for you from Friday night's Hurricanes game. If not, we'll do it tomorrow for sure. Just depends how we navigate the last hour and 15 minutes of the show today.
My Twitter blew up.
He brought it strong.
Yeah. There were people. Somebody recorded it on their phone.
Just to play it for
just
you.
Just to send it to me. It was awesome.
If you're just joining us, Florida Panthers had an amazing comeback victory this afternoon. Florida Panthers were down 4-1 at one point and came back to win 6-4. So big props for the Florida Panthers. In fact, I think we're going to be out at the BB&T Center next week doing our first show of the season. Is next week awesome. The 22nd? I think we're out there... Yeah, on the 22nd, so a week from tomorrow, we'll do our first show at the BB&T Center for the season.
Can't wait to get to 601 so I can go down to the tap room, Funky Buddha tap room, right across that. Pantherland is right across
from? Right across the way from Pantherland.
Oh. And last year they had the gloves off. We were just down there. We went down there for the watch party of the Panthers last week.
We love that place.
And they had the gloves off, too. It is a red IPA. It's delicious. The hop gun, the vibing. If you haven't tried Funky Buddha, I've been talking about it for years. If you haven't tried Funky Buddha and you love beer, you're going to love Funky Buddha. You got to go to the tap room. They have everything you want, and they are the official beer of the Florida Panthers. So the tap room's down there across from Pantherland. Check it out. That's where I will be every single time we are at the BB&T.
That is true. And I'm telling you, it was a heck of a comeback today by the Florida Panthers. I left them for dead when they were down 4-1. I said, all right, they obviously were not ready for an afternoon game, but came back, took it 6-4. So what'd you say the record is now for the Panthers, Solana?
2-2-2.
2-2-2.
Put the mustache on them.
For your Florida Panthers.
That cool?
Talked about the Dolphins game yesterday. Talked about the Canes victory on Friday. You've got potential quarterback controversies for both teams right now. When I say controversy, look, you could make a case for N'Kosi Perry to be the starter for the Hurricanes. You could make a case for Jaren Williams. You could make a case for Ryan Fitzpatrick to be the starter for the Miami Dolphins, and you could make a case for Josh Rosen. And the case that I'm making is not just because they're both good or close enough. Like, the case for Josh Rosen is, hey, you traded a second-round pick. You might as well get all the games out of him that you can, see what he has.
Yeah.
And the case for Ryan Fitzpatrick is, he was the only guy that was able to move the offense yesterday. So if you don't want to have an offense that's stuck in the mud, let Ryan Fitzpatrick take the helm. Same thing for the Hurricanes. Jaren Williams played well enough, I think, the first four games to maintain his starting job. N'Kosi Perry, though, has looked very good the last two games.
Real good.
But I think both those guys, you have an offensive line that's given up a lot of sacks, it really doesn't matter. Like, those guys are going to be under pressure. Like, I don't think there's that much of a difference.
With the Dolphins, I don't even this approach. And like you're saying, with the Dolphins, talking about them, are we trying to give the team the best chance to win? Because we're stuck in that mid-ground. We were talking about earlier when they went for two. Were you wishing for them to convert that two-point conversion or not convert it to keep the number one pick? But I see, and I think, honestly, in my heart, I think it's going to happen. We're going to see both quarterbacks for most of the remaining games.
Right.
Because why wouldn't you?
Play the hot hand whenever you need the hot hand.
I think it's going to be a hot-handed quarterback. And it's what they say, when you have two quarterbacks, you have zero. It doesn't matter because we're not trying to win too many games. So if you're going out there and getting choked out in the first half like the Redskins were choking out the Dolphins, let Fitzpatrick get in. Let what he have, 135? Nothing amazing. Nothing revolutionary.
He just moved them.
I think he got five first downs, which was great when you were looking at that team that had, I think that between the two of them had nine punts in a row to start the game or something. I think the rest of this game is going to like that. The interesting part with professionals, your coach tells you to go and just go in and do your job. Both of y'all know the offense, go and do your job. The UM one could get interesting.
Well, because if Jaren Williams all of a sudden loses his job, he could transfer next year.
Yes. And then you can't do hot hand with college guys.
Right.
You have to let one of those guys know who the starter is. You have to let those guys underneath. You have to let the receiver. You have to let Brevin. You got to let Jeffs.
Although Mark Richt kind of did that. Mark Richt did. Yeah, they're both going
to
play.
And that I don't think that's a successful way to do it. Even with Florida, where Florida was going Trask, Emory Jones, Trask. It looked good for three quarters.
FSU was doing it yesterday.
They did. I didn't watch
or Saturday, I should say.
But even in that fourth quarter, I had some question about, should Emory be in here in this situation?
Right.
So now you're going through that as a fan, and you're going through that as a team. Because that's the other thing. As you're on that team, and you're a receiver, and you're saying, hey, Jaren, like a Jeff Thomas, Jaren, or Brevin Jordan, or one of those guys, oh, Jaren gets me the ball more. Oh, N'Kosi doesn't really utilize me that much. Who's going to be in the game? I think at a college level, and when the guys can transfer to a bigger point you brought up, which is a great point, that's where you can't do it. There's going to have to be a point where Manny Diaz says, Jaren's back healthy. He's our guy for the remainder of this season or not.
You know, my friend Jim Frivola, you know him very well, whenever we go out to Vegas, which I think we're going next month. He's out there. He's an executive with the Golden Knights. He texted me, grew up down here, huge Dolphins fan. He texted me, if the Dolphins go 0-16 and get Tua, should this season be referred to as the perfect season? Could this be the new perfect season? If you go, I mean, if the intention of the season was to get Tua and you end up going 0-16 and you get Tua, is that now the new perfect season?
If Tua works out, yes.
Text it in, 67974.
You can't say it the second you draft him, but if he's the franchise-changing quarterback that we were looking for, the plan worked perfectly. I'm with Jim.
I kind of feel like that's the – although, you know what? You remember Lawrence Tynes? Isn't he a kicker for the Giants, Lawrence Tynes?
Yeah.
He tweeted out over the weekend, I had bookmarked it, the tank for Tua thing is a joke, right? This cat will not be a starter in the NFL. No way, no how. I'd take him in the 5th to 7th round as a backup at best. Great kid, but he is all hype on a superior team with superior talent.
What is Lawrence Tynes doing right now? I need to look it up.
Let me see.
Well, he's probably – because he has to be some high executive on some NFL team making these kind of evaluations, doesn't he? Or he could be sitting at home with his damn kids watching college football all day, Lawrence.
He is a husband, father. I'm reading his Twitter bio. Husband, father, 2-time Super Bowl champ, and overtime field goal specialist and coach.
So he sits at home with his babies, makes more babies, coaches twice a week, And I'm reading it now. He enjoys soccer and supporting the Celtic Football Club. Be quiet, Lawrence. What does it matter what you think about Tua? You're nowhere to evaluate a quarterback and your kicker. I'll be honest. If this was Dan Marino, if this was Joe Montana,
well,
if this was Steve Young.
Don't make it somebody so recognizable. Make it Dan Orlovsky, who had no success in the NFL.
If Orlovsky had it broke down and shows me some stuff on film of why he says that, okay, Dan, I know you know how to look at quarterbacks and look at coverages and see what the right throw is, see what the back shoulder, see his release, his feet work. That's what I'm talking about, just knowledge of the position. Lawrence Tynes is a kicker evaluating a college draftee. Get out of here, Lawrence. Your name's Lawrence.
Look at that. That's the kind of analysis that you're only going to get on the Hockman and Crowder simulcast extravaganza. Let me give away a Tucker Dukes gift certificate here. You know, I tweeted out this morning, don't forget that Hockman Burger is still available at Tucker Dukes Lunchbox, and it's going to be available throughout the end of the year. And so if you want $50 at Tucker Dukes, which would buy you several Hockman Burgers, a couple of beers, and some nacho tots, you know what I mean?
Everybody knows I love to give you a hard time, but that damn Hockman Burger is delicious.
That Hockman Burger is delicious. Half-pound burger. Fritos on both sides, chili, shredded cheddar, raw onion, sour cream.
Good.
You get one for dinner tonight. So we have a $50 gift certificate for Tucker Dukes Lunchbox. They've got them in Boca Raton and Deerfield Beach. What caller number you want, Solana?
I'm feeling number six again.
Don't go six again. Hell no.
I let you get it when we do the third giveaway, if we do six again, it'll be 666.
Hey.
That's the sign of the devil.
Yeah.
The sign of the devil. I'm a Christian.
Caller number six, 786-360-0790. 786-360-0790. Caller number six is going to get $50 at Tucker Dukes Lunchbox. You can get yourself one of those delicious Hockman burgers while you're there.
Ah. That's the noise I make when I walk in Tootsie's Cabaret. See these beautiful girls. Voted the best adult club in the country. Tootsie's Cabaret. I have been doing 15 years of research on it, and I'll let you know, you're going to have a good time when you walk in Tootsie's. 64,000 square feet of adult fun. They have a 20,000 square foot restaurant and sports bar in the back. You can watch all the football games, all the basketball, all the fights, the pay-per-view fights. There's no extra charge of Tootsie's for the pay-per-view fights. Just go in and watch whatever you want on their hundreds of TVs that match those hundreds of beautiful women that are in Tootsie's. No need to watch commercials. No need to watch undercards you're not worried about, because you can turn your head a few feet to the left or right and see one of the beautiful women up on stage. Tootsie's is open from noon to 6 a.m. That is 18 hours they've given us. They're open for 18 hours. That's for me and you guys. Get on out to Tootsie's and especially check out Happy Hour. Happy Hour is every day from noon to 8 p.m. Go over there for lunch. Slide on over there by 12:15. You can go in there with no cover. They're not going to charge you a dime to get in. Half-price drinks. The food is amazing. People still call and ask me about the fried lobster at Tootsie's. I say it's still there, and it's awesome. The wings are delicious. The calamari. The seafood rice is awesome. The nachos, the pizza, the burgers, the cheesesteak. It is all delicious. And if you're going to Hard Rock Stadium to watch a game, bring your ticket before the game or your ticket stub after the game, and you will get in Tootsie's for free. Hang out with 150 of South Florida's most beautiful women right around the corner from Hard Rock Stadium. Bring your ticket or ticket stub, and you will get into Tootsie's for free when you're leaving the Hard Rock Stadium or headed to the Hard Rock Stadium. Best adult club in the country, Tootsie'sCabaret.com. Go there for more details, and there's a good chance when you go, you will see me in there.
All right, the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour is next on Hockman and Crowder.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.